traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Yeah, you tried to ruin my life. I'm here calling you out right now. No steroids. You can get me tested. I just want to beat the fuck out of you to prove the world you're really a fucking pathetic human being.
She's like, you know, I've only been with 2 men my entire life.
This is your mom?
Yeah.
Saying this?
2 sexual partners. And I got to ask, Logan, like, is it really worth it? You know, like sleeping with more than like 1 or 2 people. And I'm like, yeah, mom, absolutely. I don't know what to tell you. It's
Did
great.
Did she mean like at one time?
I hope not.
Damn, your mom is a saint.
Dude, I know. 2 guys.
I know. Yeah, she's a gem. Hey, welcome back to Impulsive, by the way. Hey, how you doing? The number one podcast in the world.
True.
If you're not subscribed, please, please hit that button before I have to rip your limbs from your body.
Or we could have the guest from today do it. That's scary.
Oh, he could definitely do it. It's a big boy today. Ladies and gentlemen, we got him. But I want to say something first. You know, we read your comments. We love how everyone is dedicated to the show. And last episode, if you saw it, by the way, I think YouTube may have buried it.
It was a little low performing.
Low performing because the word slut was in the title.
Oh.
Slut whisperer. Oh. It was a very charged episode. Yeah. It was heated. You should definitely watch it if you haven't. But I think it was buried. But the those of you who did see it and comment, you made it very clear
that you fuck with us.
But not all of us. Last episode. Spencer took a lot of heat, which is odd for you.
Yeah, it's odd. Now I know how you feel, Mike. It's interesting, bro.
I mean, it's been a while since I have. I think just like with the vlogs, they kind of flipped in. We're like, yo, this dude's like easily the fucking best ever. But like, yeah, I saw that, bro. Fair. You got fucking...
They ripped you apart.
Little cyber boy in.
Yeah. A little bit. They called you soy boy.
Soy boy was one of them, yeah. Which is kind of strange because I prefer tempeh over soy.
That's our vegan friend Spencer. Yeah. But if Spencer pissed you off, you know, normally we'd apologize, but we're just going to try to piss you off more. He put on his Colin Kaepernick jersey because I'm sure the same people who were offended by his comment are going to be the same people who are offended by Spencer's wardrobe. So,
by the way, just to touch on it a little bit more, I don't think either of us had a problem with what he said. I think it was kind of just how it came out. Like he was telling Kirill to be a little bit more mindful of the oppression situation and not having empathy towards those people. And I had no issue with what you said, but it might've just been the delivery. I don't fucking know, dude.
Yeah. I think it was cool like quick. We were going back and forth between convo. And I think the purpose of me saying, you know, like, hey, it's easy to say that as a white male. It's because like, dude, we're only 1 generation or 2 generations out from like slavery, like crazy things happening and civil rights. So I think it's important that we are just mindful that there are people in this country that have gone through some really rough times.
Yeah, of course.
And that doesn't warrant us to just say, hey, we can make any joke we want. That's all I'm saying.
And by the way, I agree with you.
You can disagree.
I was on the same page. That's why I'm like, yo, get the fuck over it, man.
You're off
like,
my boy.
I pissed off a lot of white dudes.
Nah, you're straight.
It was just white dudes. There's a lot of people that like supported me. There's a ton of people.
Of course.
But like all the white dudes just didn't
They're pissed,
bro.
They're pissed.
Sorry, white guys.
But let's have some fun, though.
Let's have some fun, man. Let's get over it.
I want to introduce our guest, guys. He is a troublemaker. He is a baby maker. And the internet's most notorious villain. The limit does not exist for this Russian hitman. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Vitaly Zordovetsky.
We got him.
Yo, thank you.
We got him.
All right.
What up, guys?
Yo,
what
champ. Up, welcome in.
Thank you.
Where do I even start with this guy? Yo, Vitaly, you've been... Are you doing YouTube still?
Not really. I started doing Vitaly Uncensored, as you know, but YouTube, I've been fucking stuck at 9.8 million subscribers for about 2 years.
You don't have your diamond.
No, no. Oh. I won that, bro. It's my chance right now. Please, God.
Oh, we can take care. We can take care.
200,000 subs, bro.
Yo. If this podcast gets Vitaly to over 10 million subscribers, what will I do?
So, I will give a blowjob.
You're not.
He's going to do that anyways.
You're not the first, bro. How did that mic taste? Just out of curiosity.
I got Riley Reed herpes.
I think she's good, man. I think she's good. Yeah. She gets tested quite often.
You said Vitaly Uncensored.
Yeah.
That's what you've been focused on. By the way, this is one of the pictures for Vitaly Uncensored. Hey man, what is this? What is this exactly?
It's a studio.
But what's going on here?
It's a artistic photo that I was supposed to put on billboards around Sunset, but they denied it because it's too much nudity. And it's implied though.
You think so? What about this one? It's a little less edgy and just more just more milk.
Just milk. It's just a promo for my side, bro.
Is that milk?
Yeah, that's milk. It's we shot it one by one in the pool and we photoshopped in multiple girls, but you're showing half of the picture, not even. You're showing 25%. On Instagram, you can do swipe. Oh, it's a full photo.
Oh, I just got this from Twitter, bro.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry, but it's all right. Dang, dude. Were you sticky after this?
No, but...
How? Milk is sticky.
It was a life hack of milk. It's put some powder and some shit.
Oh, okay. Are you a sticky guy in general?
Yeah. Looped up sometimes.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like who knows, bro? So you hopped off YouTube, yeah? Like, almost. Like, what is Vitaly Uncensored?
Vitaly Uncensored is pretty much pranks with naked girls. I'm the Ashton Kutcher of the show. I'm the host. I tell them what to do and they go do it.
Why do they do it? Why do the girls do it?
Because they're my bitches that I own.
Oh,
I don't know.
I'm kidding.
Spencer is about to flip shit on you, dude.
No. The girls, they want the clout. I got the traffic. And why not? Because first of all, money talks. If I really want a girl and she doesn't want to do it, I offer her money, she'll go do it. But most of the girls do it for the clout.
Is that prostitution?
No, because I don't fuck them.
Is it postitution? Because they're...
I like that.
To get a post done about it? I don't fucking know. Yo, can we talk?
Wait, hold on. I want to show one of these clips from Vitaly Uncensored. I pulled one up here.
Oh, you can't. Yeah, you have to do the blurred one.
Yeah, this is the blurred one. Blurred, I made sure.
Hi. What are you up to today?
I'm just here. I'm coming in for a job. I need to interview.
It's so fucking hot in here.
Yeah.
So nervous.
I'm dying right now.
This is one of your girls?
Yeah, so Alex Links. She's a homie. You want her over?
Can we talk? Can we revisit that after the show?
I don't understand. You're just like, yo, get in the elevator with this dude?
No, I basically rented out this building elevator and hired people for a fake job interview in LA. So they think they're coming to a job interview. And then I stick them in the elevator, get them stuck in the elevator. And then she does that.
How can you... not blur his face?
Because they signed the release forms.
After, yeah.
The kid did?
Yeah.
Kid. And he was okay with it?
They do it before they come in. So they don't know what they're getting. Is that a trap?
Wait a second.
Fucking evil, bro. You are a villain.
Wait a second.
Damn.
They sign before they get into the building. Like, we need you to sign this. And then that's it.
This gives me like the Sacha Baron Cohen vibes a little bit.
But with more breasts.
Definitely more breasts.
More boobs, yeah.
Yeah.
Does he end up touching the boob?
I don't know which guy did it. This is one of my first episodes. I don't remember, but I think he gets nervous. Just play
it.
I thought
this guy did.
Oh my God. Thank you.
Oh, he gives her a hug? Awesome. Oh my God.
Such a gentleman. Thank you.
I think
you
asked him to
tap.
You
want to squeeze one for good luck?
Sure.
No.
Okay, go for it.
You son of a bitch.
Why would you do that?
You clickbaited me, bro.
You blueballed me, bro.
You clicked. Damn. You think this episode is going to get buried too? Are we too edgy right now?
So back to YouTube conversations, just YouTube became so soft. You can't do nothing. Dude. Age restricted every video, literally. So I was like, you know what? Why don't I make my own site and do what I want to do?
Do you know who Raka Raka is? Just really quickly.
I just shot a video with them yesterday.
Did you see their video that they posted about YouTube's original series?
No, but I heard it's good.
Crazy. You have to watch this video. Yeah. So YouTube is telling through their community guidelines, like you can't use a fire extinguisher. You can't spray a hose at somebody, a high pressure hose, shit that could do no harm. And then they put out this original series with just horrible shit going on in it. Like people putting nail
guns. What's it called? Like Wade or Wayne?
Wayne. People putting nail guns through their hands and they're swearing like fuck every 5 seconds. And it's almost like, yo, I saw that and I was like, cause I've been with the Raka Raka brothers a bunch of times. They're nuts, dude, but they're smart. Like they have video. Yeah,
for those of you who do not know who the Rocket Twins are, they're honestly probably some of the best creators on YouTube. Hell
yeah. But he jumped off the second floor yesterday into a dumpster. You want to see a video?
Yeah, you have it?
Yeah.
Dude, these kids are crazy. And their stuff is so complex. They spend months on it and they've been buried for months by YouTube.
Show it this way. Oh,
play it again. That's me throwing him out of the second floor garbage can, out of the balcony, just into the garbage can,
into a freaking closed garbage can.
There's real life consequences for these things,
and that's super tame compared to what they usually do. Yeah, I mean, these guys are nuts.
But yeah, I mean, it's true. The argument for some of what you said, Mike, is that anything easily recreatable, you know, where like kids can do this stuff at home, like shoot a fire extinguisher if you have it in a building, that's like kind of, that could get dangerous. Are you over it? Like, how is Vitaly Uncensored doing?
It's fucking killing it.
It is?
It's killing it. A Pornhub, well, I just took all my videos from Pornhub, but Pornhub, it was getting millions of views and episodes because for the cheap fucks, they don't want to sign up.
Wait, hold up. What? You licensed?
No, I don't license to Pornhub. They want me to, but no. People rip my videos of Vitaly Uncensored and put it on Pornhub, and the episode on Pornhub would get a million views.
Oh, no way.
So imagine that now I found this program where it just automatically takes every episode on Pornhub off. So I'm just about to even skyrocket.
What's the name of that program, by the way?
DMC. I see. I'll hook you up. Yeah, it's basically pay $100 membership and they scan all your videos every month.
Mike's got a lot of videos on Pornhub that he's looking to systematically remove.
No, I was thinking about LP, but not for Pornhub, but for other pages. But is it porn that's on? Like, do you have actual porn on Vitaly Uncensored?
No.
It's just like those boob grab shit. Yeah, all that shit.
Oh. So there's no censor bar. There's real
no. Yeah,
what uncensored, bro. I guess that's the point of uncensored.
I'm starting slow with boobs. Soon you're gonna see vaginas, booty holes.
I don't know. I don't know if I want to see that though, man.
What, booty hole?
I don't know. Maybe I'm different.
No, but boobs you do. Oh, you want to see cock?
No, I don't think he wants to. I think that's what it is. But I don't. But I don't think. Yeah, I don't know what he's saying right now.
Yeah, what do you?
Mean, like, I don't know, bro.
Or are you just being impulsive, Logan?
No.
You don't want to see boobs and butts and
stuff. Bro. But all right. Let's do this.
Let's do it.
I'm a dude who wants to see boobs.
Yeah.
Surf Rogue is gonna have a fucking fun time with that. I'm like, okay, I want to see Uncensored. Vitaly. So I go to an app?
No, it's an online website. It's online. Yeah, website.
A website.
Yeah.
And then do I sign up and pay money to?
Yeah, monthly.
I'm out. I want to pay money, Vitaly, to see boobs. Okay. That's the problem I have with it. Dude, a lot of people
content,
do though.
That's the content people can't get on YouTube. Yeah. I want to express myself on YouTube, but I can't.
I think it's a lot of his pre-existing fans that wish they could see him go over the edge to start.
Yeah, go over the edge. Just like the real me. Like I went to Vegas. I shot a vlog how I really party in Vegas. I can't show that on YouTube, but if you want to fucking see 65 titties in my face, you go with Vitaly Uncensored.
Is it?
Wait, hold up.
Yeah.
First off, 65 is an odd number.
Yeah, okay, 69.
How do you get 69 is still an odd number. Okay. How do you get 65 and or 69?
Uniboob.
Unititties.
Well,
in
you
face.
Divide it by 3 days in Vegas, so I don't know how many a day.
23.
20 goes.
He's talking about sets of boobs.
He's averaging it.
He's talking about sets of boobs.
Oh, okay.
I didn't milk them.
Where do I begin with you, bro? You've streaked like a bunch. You've streaked the NBA Finals, the World Cup, the World Series.
Yeah.
When does it end?
Yeah, you've really been on a streak,
already,
bro.
It already ended, bro. Yeah, it doesn't end, but it ended. I just did.
Why? Why is that?
Why is what?
Why did it end? Because that was. You're banned. I'm assuming. Yeah.
I'm banned from every stadium in the world, actually. And I want to show you a picture I got from Dodger Stadium. My boy was working over there, and he got a picture. He's like, "Look what they have in the office."
Here, pull it up. This was you streaking the NBA Finals.
Trump sucks.
Oh my God. Oh,
damn, the tackle from behind.
Ow. Why do you not try to break the tackle?
Because that's resisting arrest. You got to know your law.
Damn.
Oh, wow.
So does that expedite the process of getting out?
No, resisting arrest is a huge charge. So right now I got a trespassing. They actually tried to get a resisting arrest, but then they reviewed
the
camera.
What about public indecency?
No, my dick is not out. So yeah. My heart goes inside my asshole. I'm scared, but I know that not a lot of people around the world have balls to do it. That's what makes me want to do it. So I get high on life. It's not like for publicity or anything. Like, yeah, the World Cup was amazing. I got 1 million followers in 23 hours. But it's not about that. It's about like, you can't do it, but I can.
Just curious, bro. Maybe I want to fucking streak sometime.
Please don't. For the sake of God. Team Maverick, please don't.
Yeah, preferably.
Streak my boxing match.
Actually,
streak the rematch. You were going to streak the rematch? What?
No, that's a rematch, but nah, I already gave it away. Nah, fuck that. That's desperate for attention. Look at me. But I do want to call you out if you fucking win, because we're the same size, so I would love to box you. I don't even need to get paid, my boy. I'm just calling you out flat cold right now.
Oh. On my own podcast?
Oh.
I'm not gonna lie, but you don't want to box me.
You're like a butterfly, bro. You're gonna fly away.
What does that mean?
I don't know. You're soft.
Trust me, you don't. Like, I get it. Like, you're strong. I get it. I'm just saying. Just want to throw hands. Like, okay. Let's shelve this conversation and revisit it.
Okay.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
He's a sick fuck, bro.
He likes a quick fuck.
Do you like a quick fuck?
No, I usually take my time, 5-6 hours. Yeah. But yo, when is the rematch?
I don't know. Sometime this year. But you should streak it. That'd be hilarious.
Yeah, no. I'm sure you gave already an idea to one of these kids that are watching.
No, I want you to do it. Anyone else, I will knock them out. I'm not kidding. I will knock you the fuck out. And stomp on your face.
So if I do it, you're telling me once the security tackles me and the cops take me away, you're going to be like, he's good. He's not getting arrested. He's my
boy. That's hilarious.
It's his event.
It's like a YouTube based event. Like, let's celebrate the creators. Cheers, bro.
Cheers.
Rather do it with.
But we just told everybody, so it's not going to be as exciting. But fuck it. People forget.
Man, yo, you could fight the undercard with someone else.
You actually.
You know what? Who is the undercard?
No. I'm saying you've set it up.
Where the fuck is Fousey Heidi?
There you go. Say what you want to say right now.
Say it. You want to fight Fousey?
You're a fucking bitch. You know that. If you're watching this, I know you're depressed and there's nothing against depression. I'm sorry for you, but don't kill me. But yeah, you tried to ruin my life. I'm here calling you out right now. No steroids. You can get me tested. I just want to beat the fuck out of you to prove the world you're really a fucking pathetic human being. Sorry. Was that too much?
Right here on Impulsive.
Wow.
Like and subscribe, ladies and gentlemen.
Trying
to make false accusations, tried to ruin my business. I never went to fucking take food out of my mouth. So
I completely forgot about that beef. What happened?
Bro, we went to Brazil together for the World Cup and I partied every day. I brought girls back every day like normal people do. And he was scared to even vlog in Brazil because he's like, oh, we're going to get killed. You have a nice camera. Like, I'm like, bro, stop being a pussy. And then I called him out on all his fake videos. Like, all the pranks were fake. I faked some of my videos. People already know that. But I didn't fake it because I'm a bitch. I faked it because I'm thirsty for the reaction that I want to get, but I can't get. So he just doesn't have balls to do anything. So that's what pissed me off. So he's like, 99% pranks are fake on YouTube. Called me out. I'm like, all right. So I'm going to call you out. Your whole channel is fake. And then he's trying to make fucking rape allegations against me. Completely not cool. So
where's Fousey been?
I don't know, dude. Like, honestly, I feel bad, but
no, he hit me up. He hit me up the other day. He wants to come on Impulsive.
Oh,
as one of his first things back. I would love to have him.
That look in your eye right now.
Here's the thing, Vitaly.
No.
Ready
no,
for
when
this?
When you invite him over, I'll be in that fucking bathroom waiting.
Jake tried to do this with Deji. he tried.
Right. Yeah, we
could. I wish him luck, like, for his mental success. But if you really want to fight, you want to fight. He called me out, then backed out. Who does that? It's like me calling you out, and then you're going to actually agree to do it. And then I'd be like, no, bro, I was just kidding. Like, that's what you do.
I would like to see that fight. I would love to see that fight.
That would be my undercard. Fousey and me.
That'd
before
be
your
sick.
Let's do it. I know you can make it happen. You got the connections, bro.
Of course, bro. Are you training boxing at all?
I don't need to. I'll go there without any practice.
I'm telling you, bro, it doesn't work like that.
I know it doesn't, but it will with me.
I think it might, dude.
So you won't put in any work? Not even like 3 months or like get in there?
No, I will, of course. Okay. But yeah, I mean, I'm not saying I'm like a fucking gorilla and can take everybody down, but like, especially Fousey, come on.
I mean, we know you work out.
Oh,
I see you with Dan B.
Yeah.
Are you on steroids?
There? No, that's the thing when I finished my cycle.
Oh, have you, you have done them?
Yeah. Oh, I wrote in 2019 post, testosterone and more ass eating this year. That means I'm going to do more testosterone and more ass eating.
Is
when Fusi called me out, not really. I wasn't that, but yeah, go ahead.
Is the testosterone considered the steroid?
Absolutely.
Do you stack too? Like what else do you take?
Yeah, sometimes.
Wait, is it? Is
like
it
like Deca, all that shit?
Nah, not Deca. Nah, fucking some.
Does this have any side effects for you?
Oh yeah, bro. Of
do you
it
like?
Does.
Do you like?
What? Look at me. I have no acne.
No. I'm not saying. But no, I mean, I'm not seeing.
I got uglier.
Not seeing your back.
I don't think you got uglier.
No.
I heard you get bad back knee.
Back knee.
No. You've had check back my back. Knee. No, but my boy, it depends on the body and depends how people abuse it. There's people don't know how to take it. Like if you do steroids and you come off of it clean, your life goes on. But there's some people that abuse it. There's some people that take more than they should.
Don't take post. All that. Do you take post?
Nah, I just cruise.
You're a fucking psycho, dude.
No.
You don't take fucking post.
No, my dick works good.
What's post?
Post cycle.
It's like what you take to come off of the
Did your balls shrink?
No. That everybody says, like, people is like, no, my balls hang.
Why do you do it in the first place? Just to get yoke to look big?
And just the fucking dude. It's like, I don't know. It's a good explanation. Why do I do it?
Yeah.
Just love to be hard, bro.
Like physically.
You just feel fucking hard. You feel strong. And not about even about just feeling strong. Just, I don't know.
What do you do with that strength, though?
Work out.
What?
Pick up girls against the wall.
Well, part of the reason I love boxing over just like lifting weights is because like I stay in shape, you know, I stay lean. But
I love gym. I eat healthy and I tried it. I wanted to try it and it's fucking good gains. You can't complain. And that's it. But yeah. I'm off now. So yeah.
True. So are you ever going to go back on?
We'll see. Depends.
Still hanging out with Dan?
Yeah, we're here and there. I heard he was having a huge party for Valentine's.
Coming up.
Yeah,
I did we'll hear that. There,
hopefully.
Yeah, no, he's crazy.
I saw you at his last one.
Yeah.
Or like two ago.
Yeah, I filmed a vlog because everybody wants to know how Dan Bilzerian parties. I filmed the full length 15-minute vlog to see what shows what's going on. I got like 4 million views in 3 days or 4 days, but unfortunately he asked me to take it down, which I respect his decision, and I took it down.
How come? What was in it? Like, do you know what he didn't like about it?
Wasn't there something having to do with drugs or something?
No, drugs. I think I showed guns in his house and that you can't have guns around alcohol. And he wants to be a mystery man. He doesn't want people, because he said a lot in that vlog, and he wants to be a mystery man.
Gotcha. I think I saw that.
The one thing that shocked me most about his house, believe it or not, was the size of that bed. Like, is that a
$80,000 bed?
You can't just buy a bed that like he could.
It was circular, right?
No, the one downstairs that he had blocked off. Remember, he took us down there. We were down there with everybody. The big fucking bed. You could fit 40, 50 people on that thing.
Yeah.
Like it's massive. I've never seen a bed that big in my life.
Is it? And does he own that house?
Yeah. A lot of. Yeah. Yeah, he does.
That thing
I
is
think so.
Crazy.
That's what I heard. I can't really speak for him.
And that's
good
all
for him if he does.
Is this like mostly from poker? Or is this like from a bunch of different stuff?
Well, he made a lot of money with Ignite because when all these rich investors want to see some pussy, they're going to pay any money to get in or whatever. I don't want to talk because I don't know exactly what's going on, but he raised a lot of money or he had a lot of customers, I should say, for Ignite.
And that's going well.
The weed investors, they came, they wanted his product for their dispensaries.
You smoke?
And this.
You smoke?
Before bed helps me sleep, but I can't wake and bake. I can't be productive and I eat a lot. I'm addicted to chocolate in the cave.
Really? Chocolate?
Bro. Like, bro.
It's bad.
What's your favorite? Like, what's your go-to?
Snickers, Kit Kat in the blender
with
chocolate chip cookies and cereal and just drink it.
You're really oh my fucking God. Addicted.
Yeah.
You put that all in a blender?
Well, sometimes when my jaw was broken from the bull, that's what I used to do.
Oh my God, bro. I remember that too. I'm sorry. This is all.
Dude,
like,
you're prepared for my podcast?
No,
for
just,
my podcast? Or you don't give a shit, bro. No questions.
That's just one of those things where you've done so many things.
Yeah.
At what point? Like,
will they hear it if I do it?
Yeah.
Oh. That's hot.
Your jaw?
That's hot.
Oh. Yo, that bull fucked you up. Why did you do that? Again?
Long story short, it was a brand deal, but brand deal didn't tell me to do it for like the money. It was a live, it was promoting a live app. And they said, if you do really, really well on your live thing on the third one, because I'm supposed to do three for the contract, we're going to re-sign you for like a multi-million dollar deal. And I was like, bull, fighting a bull. The haters would want to see that, and the fans would want to see that. They're like, who wouldn't? So I was like, fuck it, let me get in the ring with a bull. And I got in the ring with a bull. I took a first one, and then the second one, the bull stomped my face with both of its back feet. And I just 1300.
It was this one, right?
Yeah.
Where in the where is it in the video?
I think outside of California, up north, whatever the fucking milk. Oh. Right there. Look at those feet. That's my face.
Oh my god. Oh my god, bro. Look at you. Yo, I remember you walking away and your jaw's just like hanging off of your mouth. Oh.
Did that jump to landing on the ground right there?
No, I think it didn't hurt at all. Yeah, I just knew my jaw was off. My teeth were off, but I was good. Fucking bad decision bringing my mom. She's like...
Or was it? Because minus the injury, her reaction was fucking crazy.
Oh, really? It helps?
I mean, yo, you're having your mom there like worried? Like, yeah. That's entertainment.
Plus, it's always nice to have your mom around when you get injured.
Yeah.
I've been there before.
It could have been my last day there too.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Could have crushed your skull.
Yeah. You're crazy, bro. Damn. I don't even, like, you climbed the Hollywood, you climbed the D the Hollywood sign.
Yeah,
it was amazing.
I sat there for a while.
And you went up there and you waved a flag around.
Says
yeah?
I'm back. Yeah, because I was when I was filming Natural Born Pranksters, the prank movie, I left YouTube for like 3 months and people are like, you fucking quit, you betrayed us, all this. So I was like, let me do a stunt that I'm back. I got a huge flag that says I'm back, and I climbed the Hollywood sign and I waited for 7 LAPD helicopters. And they told me to come down. I was like, nope. I'm just going to sit it out. And then I got tired and I came.
How much did that cost?
$10,000 fine, probation for a year. And the worst part about it was freaking 20 days of 8 hours a day. So 160 hours of community service hours cleaning Sunset Boulevard. So please keep that street clean for the other people that are doing it. I had to wipe. And you couldn't cheat it. You couldn't pay. You couldn't buy the city. So I had to wake up at 8 in the morning till 4 p.m. for 20 days.
Oh,
sweeping
man.
Hollywood Boulevard.
I've been there, man.
Damn, so there's a cost for the views.
Yeah, exactly.
For there's a cost views, for that, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Do you think YouTube took that prank as a sign of things to come?
Wait, what do you mean?
It's a pun.
Fucking forget
just
it,
forget
dude.
About it.
Fell flat on you. You're fucking Russian, son of a bitch. A fucking sign, dude. Like the Hollywood sign. Like two fucking different meanings in one set. I worked on that all fucking morning.
Yeah, he was ready.
Before the show, he goes, he looks at me, he's like, yeah.
Think about this.
He goes, I got some good one-liners for Tally. I'm like, I'm sure they're great, Mike. Congratulations. They weren't. They're not great.
Shut the fuck up. The audience loved that shit.
Yeah, you see it.
Yo, you said you were scared.
Scared for what?
NBA Finals. Talking about before you streak the court, before you streak the World Cup, you mentioned that you do get scared. So you're still a human being. You have some emotions.
Yeah.
But what are you scared of?
It's the adrenaline. I don't think I'm scared. You're just like, it's like you took four ecstasies and you're like, fuck, this is going to be amazing. I'm going to go do this. And you just go fucking do it. I don't know.
I'm still, for me personally, I feel like I'm scared of the consequences.
I'm not, because all you do is get a trespassing charge. A trespassing charge is a $1,000 fine. You pay 10% when you get out of jail. It's $100. So you pay $100 and then you go to court and it depends on the judge. Like the NBA one, she laughed and she goes, just pay us $1,000 and don't come back here. I was like, well, if the Cavaliers win again, I'm going to come back. And she laughed.
Because LeBron taped.
When I streaked the World Cup.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then I said, Trump sucks on NBA and LeBron for president. And then I went to Vegas a week later when they won. The whole team invited me to their table. It was amazing.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, it was cool.
That's hilarious.
Do you think that slap on the wrist situation?
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
I'll just last forever.
Well,
I feel like you're going to get a judge.
I don't have my citizenship. I got a green card that just got renewed for 10 years. And you have to get your citizenship, you have to... not get 5 years from your last arrest. So I've been 2 years in and I got big stunts coming up this year. So I'm probably going
to
get arrested.
You think Putin would be happy to have you back?
Yeah, absolutely. No. I don't give a fuck what he thinks. I'm not coming back to Russia.
Oh, you're not a fan of Putin?
Yeah, what are your thoughts on Putin?
He's a badass. He runs the world. Yeah. But I'm not really political. I love Russia. I go there, but
what do you mean you're not political? You wrote Trump sucks on your chest and streak the World Cup.
Oh, that was just for a fucking hot topic.
Yeah.
So you Putin's got some money, bro. You could probably have some fun over there.
Yeah.
He's like the Bilzerian of Russia.
Even I mean, I'm saying though, like when you streaked the World Cup and got arrested, I'm thinking like he's in a foreign country. Who knows what their laws look like and how the jurisdiction
works.
Oh, it was
bad. Well, yeah.
How did they treat you? Like,
took me to jail, gave me a sandwich, and charged my phone so I can text my mom that I'm okay.
How was the sandwich?
It was just bologna.
Better or worse than the Fire Festival sandwich?
How do you go through that? Almost did. That was a good one.
Finally.
No, but they
one for fucking 50.
They're like, pay us $100 fine. Pay us $100 fine and come back. And it was, I said, let me pay with a card. Like, no, we only accept cash. So the next day I had a flight. I just never paid and flew out of the country.
Seems pretty easy, actually.
Yeah, that's
I mean, $100. And it was, he wasn't doing anything on the computer, on the paper.
Gave you a sandwich and you charged your phone.
That's, yeah. It's crazy. Like you got your green card renewed, right?
Yeah.
Like pretty easily.
Yeah.
How?
Bro, I got 14 charges. They're only trespassing or like public intoxication, like disturbing the peace, like basically.
I feel like we're literally building a wall south of our country.
Moms fleeing the cartels with their kids.
With kids.
Like under gunfire. And they're like, sorry, you cannot come in because they are bringing the rapists. They're bringing the drugs. And Vitaly's over here jerking off on the Hollywood sign. And they're like, yeah, renew him. He's good. No, he's good.
He's good. All he did was jerk off on the sign.
I got fucking nothing. I don't know.
No, I was just going to say, what was I going to say?
Have you been arrested?
That was what I was going to say. No, I've gone to court. I had to do 75 hours.
For what?
I had this series on Vine called Getting Into Cars with Strangers. And I've said this before. I would get in the car and be like, hey, dad. And the, you know, random man would be like, who the fuck are you? Get out of my car. And I'm like, come on, don't do me like this, dad.
Yeah.
And it's funny.
But did you get that from me? From disturbing the peace days?
No, you know who I got that from? Do you know who Ross Creations is?
Yes, he's crazy.
Crazy.
He went to jail like for a year.
Yo, he was one of my favorite OG pranksters.
With like five videos on his jail, but hey, there were five quality videos.
I know, because they were so good. He's still putting stuff on Facebook.
Oh, he's killing it right now. And he messaged me. He's like, bro, I love her. Like, I love him. Like, yeah. Nothing but.
Yeah. So he inspired me. I got it from him. And then one lady was not having it. She's like, get out. Because she screamed at me. I posted on Vine. She found me. Next thing you know, I'm either proposed with spending 3 days in jail, which I wanted to do for street cred. My manager wouldn't let me. Or
hard.
Or 75 hours. So I chose that. But you got arrested. You got detained with one of the people in this house. Do you know that?
Wait, what? Oh, yeah.
The first time
we did a collab,
you got him detained.
Oh, my God. That cute little face when he had handcuffs.
He got handcuffed?
Yeah, he
damn.
Got handcuffed.
What were you doing with him?
I put him in my bag and pretended. I called an Uber and I was like, I need help. And then he would like make noises out of the bag. And this guy, Uber guy, actually helped. Like, he's like, oh, fuck it. I don't care who's in the bag or whatever. He said, let's get him in. And some guy saw it across the street and he called it as kidnapping. So I got helicopters. Cops fucking guns out, like drop the bag. And knowing me, I'm like, I'm not dropping the bag. They're like, drop the bag. I'm like, all right.
Yo, they're pointing guns at you.
Yeah.
You are going to get shot. I don't know how to tell you this.
Nah. By a hater.
Cops don't
by
shoot
a hater,
white
maybe.
People.
By a hater, maybe.
I don't know, bro. You
do you watch your back when you go out sometimes?
Me?
Yeah.
Why you ask that, bro?
You scared? I don't know. Do you wake up sometimes and be like, today I'm probably going to get jumped by fans or something like that?
No. By fans?
Like, not every day, but sometimes, like, do you feel...
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, okay. I guess everybody, it's a stupid question.
No, I remember when I was first coming into the house, like, beginning of this year, tensions were roasty and toasty.
Yeah.
And, like, there was one night, I woke up to a helicopter outside the house.
Oh, yeah.
And like Logan and I are like peeking out this window because some dude is just screaming.
Turns out he drove his Suburban onto our front lawn. We couldn't get past the gate, obviously. But on the side, he had like spray painted.
Are you serious?
It's like No, like and subscribe or something like that, right?
Yeah.
Did he put his YouTube channel at least?
Yes, he did.
Yeah,
he did.
Oh, yeah. Tagged his YouTube channel. Yeah, we looked it up. He's a weirdo. He got arrested.
He got arrested.
Of course,
right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the guy that came in the house and slept, or that was
a different guy. And also, that guy's in jail now for a year.
Yeah. For a year.
Got a restraining order. He came back.
You pressed charges?
Of course.
Well, no, that's what you said you wouldn't.
Did not,
but still.
Came back.
Kept coming back.
Dude, seven times.
Yeah. Wait, the guy came back to your house.
Seven times.
But he wasn't like trying to hurt you. He was literally trying to arrest.
Bro, he's the Antichrist.
He told our security guard, his name is Lucifer. He's the Antichrist, and he knows what he's been sent here to do.
We still don't even know what that means. Like, we don't know if he's been sent here to make us sandwiches. Like, we don't know if he's been sent here to run the bathwater for us. Oh, we don't know. But guess what? We're not trying to fucking find out, bro.
No.
All right.
That's one thing I'm down to just pass on.
Pass on.
Fuck that.
I had to go to court and testify. Yeah, like, me in person.
That was an interesting process.
Had to testify. And by the way, the United States judicial system needs to be updated.
It's easy for a white guy to say.
Oh shit, here he goes. Here he goes again.
I'm kidding.
Yo,
I'm kidding.
Up. No, hold up.
It kind of
hold up. No, 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 no. I feel like as a white guy, I should be like complacent with it. No, I'm like,
no, dude, it's crazy.
So archaic, dude. She wanted to play the security video we have of the guy like telling my security guard he's Lucifer. And so the setup's almost like this. There's like a projector next to the judge. It's about this big. And she takes the microphone and she like holds it next to like the computer speakers. She tries to press play. Her laptop dies.
Like Impulsive is more lit than this courthouse.
Of course, bro. Fuck the courthouse, man.
So what happened? What happened?
Turns out he got a restraining order, which by the way, I don't know if you know this. Restraining orders, you have to serve. You have to physically give them to. So here we are, like now crossing our fingers that he comes back.
Right.
And
we already have evidence that he's broken into
seven times.
I just had him like tied up in the room and like chopped his fingertips off. Like,
dude,
you could have. You would have got away with it.
Nah.
Well, not with the fingertip chopping. Yeah.
Nah, that's too much. Yeah. Like an iron.
Dude, I just moved here. Or I hadn't even moved here yet, but I was like kind of like the new guy on the scene. And so they're like going around the room trying to figure out who's going to serve this fucking lunatic the papers. And they go, Mike, we'd really like you to be that guy, man. Yeah. And I'm like,
well, I just figured like you're the, you know, the most brave and noble man in the house. So we had to bestow that upon you.
And by the way, like I relate a lot to your shit. Cause I was like, I don't give a fuck. I'll do it, bro. Have this dude come in. I'll go out there with bare hands and give this dude the paperwork. I don't give a shit, dude.
Yeah. So you did?
No, I didn't do it. He didn't. We just found.
How did we get him?
I don't remember.
I think.
So what happens if he
comes?
The security
service. Security.
Got it.
What happens if he comes back after a year? After he gets.
Oh, you know he's going.
He's
to.
Going to.
He's going to get out. He's going to walk.
Yes.
Yeah. He's going to get out. He's going to walk straight here. He's going to go
is
to jail
a fan?
For 5 years this time.
Is he a fan or what?
Some screws are loose.
He's Lucifer.
I like that. You should just put a. Not a gun. Gun is too much. But put a drill through his brain and be like, why are you here? Tell me now. I'll drill your brain.
So gun's too much, but you think the drill's good?
It's softer. It's a slow death, not a fast one.
I kind of like, counter Spencer's point, I kind of would like to know what he was sent here to do. Like, what if he was sent here to tell us how to get better engagement on our YouTube channels? Do you know what I'm saying?
Really
like,
use it.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
views are down.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Ma'am. Texting my YouTube rep, I'm like, yo, what's good about this last podcast? I'm like, I've never seen views this low, ever.
Yeah, that's something I kind of wanted to ask you with censorship. Like, what are your thoughts on it? Because obviously, you know, this year's been an interesting journey, but, you know, you've moved from a different platform to a different platform. Yep. So
how does it, I'm going to answer your question, but how does it work, by the way? Is it subscription
based? $5 a month.
How many people do you have subscribed?
A lot.
Yeah,
but then I tell you the number, you'll know how much money I'm making.
So,
like almost 100,000.
You're lying. You're lying.
Okay, I'll show you my fucking report from my man.
$500,000 a month because of Italian censored.
Yeah, why you gotta expose me like that, bro?
You did.
Damn,
I just did some math.
Tax man's coming. Tax man's coming.
I pay my taxes, bro.
You pay Uncle Sam?
Of course.
Uncle Sam's all up in
the bag. Wait. This is not even me promoting fully, but imagine when these porn ads about to run. I'm about to run ads across all the Pornhub. So before you watch a Pornhub video, it's going to be my trailer for Italian Censored. Yeah, bro.
Here we are sitting on fucking.
I appreciate to all the people that signed up on Battalion Census. Shout out, guys. Thank you so much. Yeah, 80,000 views, 75,000 views. And some people like stop subscription basis because they're like, oh, your videos don't get a million views. I don't give a fuck. It pays my bills. You know, like YouTube, thank you for giving me the opportunity, but I'm still going to promote it on YouTube. I'm still going to post videos on YouTube, but my full expression and actions will be on the Italian Censor for hardcore fans. And yeah, you probably got inspired right now. You making a subscription, Logan Paul.
No, hold on.
We gotta talk.
Hold on. Nah, hold up. You don't think this has been a conversation?
Of course. This has been an idea for
2.5-3 years. Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, I feel like what you do has a bit more pull to it. Like, there's a reason people pay. They want to see boobs and they want to see Vitaly.
Yeah, and funny.
Funny. I'm missing two of those.
No, you're not. You're missing two of those in the court of public opinion. The sponsors are going to back out?
No, the sponsors.
Yeah, that's what I fucking thought.
We don't have sponsors. Now, here's the thing, bro. You're at Hey Big Mike. You don't have like a brand yet to uphold.
What are you guys arguing about right now?
No, we're not. We're just talking. Isn't your brand changing as you get older and like mature and like as the audience matures with you?
Yeah, but at what point do I not show boobs in my content because I don't want to?
Yeah.
Woman, first of all, I don't touch them. I don't do nothing with them. I don't kiss them. I don't hug them. Maybe off camera.
That's not what objectification means. You're making money off of them
and
showing
guess
boobs.
Guess what? Fuck you to the world if you don't like it. That's how my mood.
Right. I respect. Yeah. Hey,
fuck
I respect
everybody who
that's
doesn't
two,
like it.
Two guesses.
Come
two
at
days.
Me, bro. Come at me. I don't give a fuck. Sorry.
We should have broke up the two guests with a cartoon.
My mother, your
person.
Life, your choice. It's only, you have one life. Do whatever the fuck you want to do in your life. Don't tell anybody. Oh. My mom told me not to do YouTube. Imagine if I didn't do YouTube, I wouldn't be sitting here right now. Don't listen to anybody.
That's something I can get behind no matter what. Actually, no, that's not
he
true.
Said don't listen to anybody at the end of it.
Nah, but I like this. As long as you're not hurting anyone, right?
I'd rather be hated for who I'm not but than loved for who I am.
Hey, I respect it. I definitely do. I think that's... I'm like, if you're gonna live that lifestyle, you got people that are willing to do it. To me, in all honesty, like you're going against, like on a deeper note, you're going against a system that is saying like you have to do this, you have to do that, you know, be complacent. So in a world with such like strong rules and regulations, like I think it does take people breaking out of that. So I mean, that's not gonna be glamorous, and I don't agree with everything personally. But I do respect the fact that you're breaking free, doing something on your own. I think there is a creative art in doing that.
Yeah, it's an art. And you if you told every that. Like every viewer right now, yo, if you do what Vitaly does, you can make $400,000 a month. All the viewers, 99.9% will say, yeah, I want to do what he does.
Right. But
most of them won't
because it's extremely hard. It's extremely hard.
Yeah, and
it's
just I'm putting on the show. It's a show. It's called Naked and Funny. Girls Gone Wild.
To Logan's point earlier, it's not his brand. So that is a good point.
Okay, like it's not his brand, but it is my brand. I started dirty from beginning.
Right.
Yeah.
Me arguing him to switch platforms doesn't make sense necessarily from a monetary standpoint, it does, but he doesn't have to because when he switches platforms, his brand will remain the same. Like he's not going to show things that are outside of his guidelines. So that's a good point. But one thing I will ask you, speaking of boobs, you got a girlfriend?
Yeah.
How the fuck does that work?
She's amazing, bro. What kind of girlfriend lets you do Vitaly Uncensored? And I've been dating for a year. It's been great. Nothing but good things to say about her. She pushes me. If not her, I wouldn't launch the Vitaly Uncensored. So thank you for that.
Really?
Yeah, because I was just like, I don't believe in this project. Who the fuck is going to sign up? She's like, what the fuck? Because I had video. I was sitting on the first 6 episodes for 3 years since 2014. And I was just like, I don't know. Wow. But tomorrow. So yeah, she just pushed me. And she actually helps me get girls. So thank you.
What do you mean?
Helps me to like recruit girls for Vitaly Uncensored.
But not like you don't have a hall pass, right?
What do you? No, not open relationship. No.
Okay.
Those are dangerous, dude.
Yeah. I asked Kirill yesterday. It's funny. We have two Russian scumbags in 2 days in a row. Like how the fuck did this happen,
but no,
dude?
Kirill is on another level. Like, yeah, don't compare him to me. I'm a clean Kirill.
You might kind of be, because you don't, because you like, you're not out there pouring milk on people. Like,
no, I do it just for my website.
Oh, right.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know.
They're pretty eye to eye. You just spill water all over yourself.
That was amazing. It's because your jaw, broken jaw.
Yeah.
You just miss it sometimes.
I can't close my teeth all the way because the doctor told me when I had my wire shut mouth, he's like, yo, make sure you can't kiss. Knowing me, I went. I tried to kiss a girl while my mouth was completely shut. I mean, I did kiss her with the lips, no tongue action. And because of that, my jaw healed sideways. I believe him, and then fuck it.
Wait, what is that motion right there?
Fucking, I'm holding my jaw so it doesn't move.
You said, so speaking of your brand, you said you've been dirty from the beginning. It's true. You've been edgy. Villain has been your thing for a while.
That's what you casted me in your movie, Airplane Mode.
Yeah, you literally played the villain. Yeah. I have a picture of it here.
Villain, thank you for that.
You literally look like you're wearing a Hannibal Lecter face mask.
Well, you did that to me.
Yeah,
but I look great, bro. You excited for this movie to come out? Because the fans are excited. I'm reading comments everywhere.
Are they?
Yeah.
Do you get people hitting you up about the movie?
Nah.
Like regularly? No.
I just know when it comes out, I get more clout. So.
Go ahead. Go all the way.
Oh, yeah. So what are you saying?
I don't know. There's like investors and stuff. I don't know like what I can say and can't say contractually, but like.
Oh, you're like scared now after everything happened.
Align it with the brand.
No.
With the brand.
Like, yeah. I feel like Logan is very like, dude, one thing I very, very much admire is like I wouldn't say a perfectionist because that makes it sound like overbearing.
Protective.
But just not even that. I think it's just like you have a creative vision that you want to constantly progress, like grow and evolve. But that's an older piece of work. I see it from a different perspective. I see, hey, this is a cool piece of content from a while ago that like people can see and reminisce about.
The issue is I am not the same person I was a year ago. Definitely not the same person I was 2 years ago. I am not even close to the person that was 3 years ago, which is when this movie was made. So at what point is it like...
But you just say you played a clean part in the movie.
My part is fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. There are certain jokes that I just don't know if they'll hold up to this day. The movie's outdated. Quite honestly, it's outdated. So I'm a little nervous, dude. I'm not going to lie. Like,
bro, this movie, it's good. I mean, hey, who got every influencer in the fucking movie? The big one of all the biggest influencers in the movie.
Which, by the way... They weren't the biggest at the time. Yeah. Now they are. We bet on the right people. Like
who's in it again?
Lele Pons, Wampa, Anwar, David Dobrik.
Yeah.
Nick Bateman.
Like Amanda's in it.
That's why I think.
Everybody.
I think to a certain degree, like I see where your concerns are because you got, you know, you also don't want to harm somebody else's career with putting it out. But then... You know, like the fans have been wanting it for so long.
Harm career. It's a movie.
What shape do you think the earth is?
I don't know. That's a good question. I've been seeing all that thing you posted. You're making a documentary about it or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's probably fucking flat. How the fuck are
around? Join the damn club.
Question. Do you give a fuck what shape the earth is?
Not really. I mean, I do want to go in the circle if it is a circle. I want to see if I will fall off the edge and let go.
Yeah. Hey, man. Is it the...
Hey, yo, listen.
This right now.
You did porn.
Yeah.
What's
up with that? Bro, hold on. Yeah. That's my 10-year challenge. I should push my dick.
That's actually hilarious. Why did you not do that?
Oh, that's no, because you know why? Because guess what? I went to the AVN Awards this weekend in Vegas. All the hottest porn stars, whatever, networking for Vitaly Uncensored. Came across, I didn't see her live, but she DM'd me, Diamond Kitty, the girl that I shot porn with. No. Do you understand when she's down to film Redemption of Bang Bus 10 years later?
Why you call it a redemption?
Because I'm going to do it and I'm going to bang her and I'm going to post it online.
Wait, hold on.
What about your girlfriend that you just said you can't have
a call? She gave me a permission.
But what about, what are you?
I'm kidding. No, I'm going to shoot a video with her. Redemption, just a joke. I'm going to interview her in the back of the Bang Bus and we're going to go. I'm going to do a prank where I'm going to go pick up guys, like basically what Bang Bus did to me. And then they're going
to
get in.
What did they do to you? I don't understand how this happened.
just cast it for porn. My boy's like, yo, I got a nice dick. You want to be in porn? I'm like, fuck it. Like,
how did your boy notice that? Just out of curiosity.
Probably having threesomes early on in high school and shit. But anyways, long story short, I was like, fuck it. Yeah, sure. I want to do it. I got tested. I was clean. And then I was like, yeah, let's do it. I did it. And thank God. I'm thanking God till today. People can, I mean, it already faded away. I don't care. But thank God I didn't get hard. I took Viagra. It still didn't work because there were so many people. But wait, if I got hard and I was a good performer, I would have been doing porn till today.
No way.
That, bro, if I started fucking girls and getting paid, why would I not return? It would have been an addiction.
That's the redemption piece of it. So you're trying to redeem yourself from that.
Not it's not horrible. Like back in the day when people find out, I was like, fuck, that's it. Yeah. People don't even bring it up anymore. I don't care. My girlfriend knows, but it's 10 years, but it's... I'm getting back in the bus with Diamond Kitty. Their internet's going to go crazy.
That's funny. That's actually funny.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I was
we actually going to take the laptop out and we're going to watch our episode and talk about it.
Oh, no.
But that's...
That's funny, dude. That's really funny.
Thank you.
Shit.
I'm going to be back in the bus with the laptop out and be like, so yeah, here, your blowjob sucked. That's what I'm going to get. I'm going to play
that.
And
that was before YouTube, yeah?
Yeah,
that
was like, almost a year, something before YouTube.
Was it before that zombie prank you did that blew up?
Yeah, the 2011 in May, I shot it, so 8 years ago. And then the zombie one, I shot it in May of 2012. So a year later.
I remember some kid at school came up to me. He's like, yo, I know you make YouTube videos. There's this kid Vitaly.
Is that how you talk?
I think his name was Tyler. He's like, this kid Vitaly, you should see his pranks. I'm like, bro, of course I know Vitaly. So you like, it's funny. You were one of the people that I watched and was inspired by before I started YouTube. It's a small world. How old are you?
26, turning 27 next month.
Oh, yeah, I'm only 23. So yeah, I guess that the math there is you were just a little older than me when you started.
Yeah.
Do you have a good relationship with YouTube now?
I don't even know anybody at YouTube. Like relationship? No, I get my videos are flagged every video, which I don't care about the CPM because that's not my main income, but it's like flagged, whatever. I don't know who to contact. I don't care. How much do you pay YouTube to be on the front page every day?
It's funny you say that. I'm on the back
last page.
Wait, are you still like, I know they did something to your videos. Yeah. Is it still the same?
Yeah. Bro.
So it's a thing with YouTube. Yes. Now you can do thumbnails. I got a letter saying it's like thumbnails. I can't push Vitaly Uncensored from my vlogs now because it's a rated R link. It's a new article came out. If you promote any like porn sites or adult rated R sites, they're going to take off your channel.
I think the other angle is like, dude, it's inevitable. It's like a huge platform.
Corporate.
The world in general isn't thinking like you are and they have kids.
You don't have kids.
I get it.
Their kids are watching that, bro. Every day they wake up, they have their cell phone, and then these videos are popping up. Would you want your kids having the same access to that?
But then they give them Wayne with no restrictions, no 18 plus, right. Not age gated. You don't even have to sign. No, it's not. It's the opposite of fucking perfect. It's a scam. They're restricting creators and they're promoting their original content has people beating the fuck out of each other with nail guns, talking shit, doing all the things they say that they can't, that the creators can't do. So like, I get what you're saying. By the way, they're not the first brand to go soft under the pressure of a board. That happens all the time. Every brand that was once cool, I have to fight day after day to make sure that doesn't happen to Lovesac, bro. But it does. Brands get soft in the face of public trading, dude.
Right. Yeah.
It happens.
It does happen. And they also do provide opportunity for a lot of people, you know, like a lot of people now are able to make money off of posting videos on a channel. So I think you do got to look at it bigger picture. It's inevitable. So you're either going to grow with it or go against it.
Yeah.
Like what you've done. It's kind of how it's natural.
Yep.
I think there's future platforms and what's cool to see is like creators are now creating those future platforms.
Is that cheating though? You told your people to subscribe to my channel to get me 10 million subscribers. You know, I'm going to love
you. Do you care?
No, I just want the plaque. If I get the plaque, I won't walk away.
We're dropping a link in the description of this video.
I'm thankful, bro. If I get, bro, every time I upload, I lose subscribers.
Oh, that's how it works.
Oh, okay.
That's how it works.
What the fuck?
No, that's how, I'll tell you
why. Thank you guys. Please subscribe.
No, yeah, I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why.
you haven't posted in a while. People almost forget they're subscribed.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then when you do, it's either maybe something they don't like. Maybe it's like, oh, I stopped caring about this guy, whatever it is. So they unsubscribe. Dog, the way I look at it is like, quite honestly, you're flushing out the week. You don't like, you don't want those people watching your videos.
Yeah, but when I don't upload, I gain a lot of subscribers.
When you what?
Like, not gain a lot. 500 a day, that's a lot.
When
I don't upload, I go up.
No, yeah, because it's like you're active for a second. There's a hubbub of like, do I want to watch this video or do I want to unsubscribe? Some people, most people unsubscribe and then you start gaining again because it gets back to the regular trend.
Well, when you're not uploading, they may see something like this and they're like, yo, I fuck with that dude. And so some will trickle in. There's nobody out there that's saying like, go unsubscribe from Vitaly. But when you post a video, to his point, like they might just be like, yo, I don't fuck with this dude anymore. And so I'm out.
That's all.
Attrition. Yeah, dude, it's called attrition. It happens to email lists. It happens to brands.
Everything.
Everybody.
So, okay.
You're good. You're good. Yeah, we're going to get you there. We just helped PewDiePie recently.
Yeah, but I'm a main channel.
I'm a main channel. I would have got 12, 13.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Impulsive.
Yeah, but these impulsive fans,
they're
dedicated.
Shit.
They're
awesome.
But if you have nothing to talk about in your vlog one day, let them know. Just a quick one.
Just be like, yo, pop over to Vitaly.
Oh, my birthday's coming up.
What day?
March 8th.
What are you doing for it?
I have no plans. I'll probably Antarctica. Can't even pronounce it.
Antarctica?
Yeah.
What are you doing in Antarctica?
That location has fascinated
us. Taking pictures and flexing that I went to Antarctica.
That's actually that makes sense.
Why are you touching him? Why is that your idea? Yeah, I stole your idea.
We also want to go to Antarctica.
Badly.
Yeah, I might go. It's like 70, 30. I'm going to go 30 now. But anyways, my birthday is March 8th. Why? Why are you asking?
No, I'm just curious. I mean, talking about like birthday parties and stuff, like I want to hear a crazy story. I want to hear a crazy story. Something that you've done that is insane. Because I know
what's crazy. Like, I don't even know what's crazy.
So you don't even know what's crazy anymore.
What's the beaver story?
A beaver story or a beaver?
The beaver story. Okay. Well, that's pretty crazy. Okay, I'm hanging out with Floyd Mayweather's fight in Vegas. I didn't know which fight was that. Rudy Mancuso texts me and goes, yo, Beaver wants you to be at his party. I'm like, yeah, okay. I show up to the party. Beaver shakes my hand. He says, yo, I'm a big fan, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, I need a minute with you. And he locks me in the room, just me and him, while I'm wasted out of my mind, don't know what kind of drugs I'm on, can't even look him straight in the eyes. And this is Bieber looking at me. This is me talking. I'm a fan of your videos. I'm like, yeah, thanks, bro.
Wait, why were you looking at him?
You just didn't even know.
He was in outer space too.
I was so nervous. He goes, I love all your gold digger videos. I love all that you do, even lift videos. I'm like, thank you so much. I swear to God. In the room alone. And then the bodyguard started knocking. Yo, open up. He's like, he's good. And then we went out. And then, yeah, I saw him a few days later. I asked for his number. He gave me his number. Then every time we run into each other, he says, what's up? It was pretty cool. I did want to make a video with him, but I don't know. Probably his manager.
That was crazy. That's awesome.
Yeah,
he's the biggest star on the planet. Was that before
that was 2014?
You guys ran into each other like in public once and got like paparazzi. Was that
that's recent? That's Coachella last year, right? The day before.
Okay.
Coachella.
Okay.
Yeah.
Damn, that's crazy.
Coachella last year.
What?
There's a crazy story that we might be able to just give to you that you didn't think of. So we go to Coachella last year. We show up there. LP didn't even really want to go. He wanted to stay here and work. We go out there, and the first night we're there, we're like, yo, everybody's buzzing about Vitaly's house party.
Oh, yeah.
And so we roll out there, like black SUV and shit, roll up. We don't know what to expect. We hadn't even talked to you, I don't think. Or you were unreachable, which I know what that fucking means. Like, we couldn't get you on the phone. So I...
Not that hard to get on the phone.
All right. Well, this night you were.
Especially when you're a cutie like he is.
So we walk in. I walk in, and everybody in the house is...
Just eyes wide open.
Yeah. And so I'm like, all right, I know I've been to these kind of parties before. I see what's happening here. I walk outside and we're there for like 2 minutes. And I look in the backyard and there's bouncy houses floating in the fucking pool of this rental house.
I got this bouncy house. I wanted to make the littest house ever. Bouncy houses. It was water slides.
So we're there for 5 minutes. And literally within 5 minutes,
the owner of the house shows up and just goes,
get the fuck out of my house.
So everybody gets out. They're like, we won't do this again. And I didn't sleep till next morning. Next morning comes around. I'm inviting a whole bunch of girls over. Girls come over. They show up again. and we're getting evicted. I'm in the hot sun in Palm Springs with my back sweating. I was like, where do I go? And then I get an Airbnb, and I was so desperate at the point. It was $13,000. I'm like, fuck it, we're booking it. I booked the Airbnb. I pulled up to the Airbnb. Cops, get the fuck on the ground now. They thought I had a stolen credit card because I booked a $13,000 Airbnb. And yeah, the owners thought it was really sketchy for me to book it. I don't know what happened. Long story short, they let us go. And then I just ended up crashing my friend's place. But that was pretty crazy.
Why do I not remember this?
Yeah, I don't think you showed up. Are you over-exaggerating? Did you guys show up?
You may have not come. For some reason, you may have not rolled up. I might have gone with like Tav and like a couple other people. Yeah, no. But I rolled. Yeah. You were there too. You were back at the hotel.
I just remember the house with the huge lake.
But it was the first night, and I just remember, and I heard stories that whole week about how you had the worst Coachella experience. Like, you were kicked out of every fucking house.
What was the conversation with the cop after that? Was he just like, hey, my bad?
No, I'm
blocked.
I'm like, this is great blog. No, this is great blog content. Let me show a camera in his face.
Oh.
No, it was good. Yeah, it was great. And then every Coachella I went to, it's like, it's a shit show.
That's what I'm going this year?
Probably for a day. I got a girlfriend now.
I was only thinking about, what do you think about the lineup?
It's pretty good. I forgot who's in it. So I just want to see Skrillex, to be honest.
Day two is hard, dude. Really? Like, I just want to go for like Tame Impala and like Billie Eilish. There's a bunch of people on day two that are fire. So I'll be there, I'm sure.
Yo. What are you thinking, LP? I have some more questions I want to ask, but I want to do them on the audio only Q&A, which we do after the visual ends.
So what does that mean?
It means I'm cutting the show here visually on YouTube.
So he's going to go to black screen?
No, the video will end, but yeah. We will continue to talk on iTunes and Spotify. They can
audio,
listen to it.
Audio.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, so here
yeah,
you go.
Audio
so
only, yeah.
That's your Vitaly Uncensored.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes, exactly. Yeah, kind of, yeah, yeah. So, yo, hit that subscribe button if you are not subscribed on YouTube. And also, please do me a favor and subscribe on iTunes and Spotify as well, just in case, like, last video, for example, your notification doesn't come up, the video doesn't pop up when you search it. Like, bro, we got buried. So hit that subscribe button on iTunes and Spotify. We freaking love you. Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world. Thank you, Vitaly, for joining us today.
Thank you guys for having me.
Subscribe to his channel. I'm going to put the link in the description. We want to get it to 10 million. Yeah, audio only, Q&A, iTunes, Spotify right now. Impulsive cast and crew out. Peace. All right, stay right there.
I'm going to start this audio only with a pee break.
Oh, nice.
When is this episode going?
Tomorrow.
Fast.
Yeah, it's quick.
What time? You have a certain time or doesn't
matter? I usually do like one. One or two p.m.
It's got to go through some layers of.
Oh yeah.
How was it? Good. We got to talk. We got deep in some shit.
Yeah, crazy, yeah, yeah. I really like how much you don't give a fuck. I really admire that. It's got to be nice.
You're not trying to hurt anybody. Do you want? You want to hurt Fousey?
Not like that, but like that. Yeah. Like in the ring, legally, or even not in the ring. Like if you pissed me off, or if you said something to my face, I would. But not
have
in
ever,
America.
Have you ever gotten in a fight?
I got in the fight in Dubai recently. I had a black eye, and look at this now in Vegas 3 days ago, but I'm not a fighter. I still think we're talking. I'm talking to the camera. I'm not a fighter. I got jumped in the elevator by seven fucking dudes. This drug guy comes in the elevator and punches a guy. And after the fight, I found out it's his friend. So they were like not playing around. You know, when you get drunk with a friend.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
So I goes, like, what are you doing? You need to calm the fuck down. And the guy that I'm trying to defend is his friend. So they all fucking jump in a closed elevator from Hakkasan while it's going down. And yeah, I get out. My fucking face is bleeding. They split it, all this. And it's like, do you want to press charges? Like, I'm not usually like that. But you know what? Fuck them. All of us.
Nice.
So seven
nice.
Dudes.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
What do you do in a situation like that? Like, did you cover your face? Did you drop
I covered
to the
my
ground?
Face and my face. I want to cover my face. And as soon as I wanted to throw a punch on somebody, I wanted to, you know, fuck it. It's a fight. Let's go.
Yeah.
Second.
Did you get knocked out unconscious?
No. I mean, the security tackled me when the elevator opened. And when I opened my eyes, I tried to get up and everything was just like.
Because I've gotten jumped before bad by like seven or eight dudes in a parking lot outside a bar. And, They were bad, bro. Like Timberland boots. Like I was getting kicked in the head, bro.
Are you serious?
And it was dark, so I couldn't press charges, but I wanted to.
Because if it's was it planned? You did something in the or it was just
nah,
in the moment.
So I was walking out of this bar, and this is like a notorious group of kids. They were from my hometown. I was walking out, and they were hitting on this girl.
Yeah.
But in a like she was next to me and they were being bad. Like, I'll do this, do that. And I was like, yo, like I stepped up to all of them and I was like, yo, like not fucking cool, bro. Get the fuck out of here. They were like younger and shit. And there wasn't even a split second of them like, what the fuck are you going to do? It was as soon as I said like, stop.
Yeah.
Boom, boom. Like all of them kicking. Like I was on the ground just getting kicked in the head, kicked in the mouth.
A situation like that, Spider-Man would be very clutch.
Or even LP.
That's true.
I could take on probably three average dudes at once.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say silverback gorillas.
Three silverback gorillas at once.
Wait, are you filming this? This is not for
this is audio.
This is audio.
Oh, this is, yeah. We're doing the audio.
Yeah, it's happening right now. Yeah.
Oh, I'm like, where's my questions? Yeah. I'm like chilling, not talking.
No, that's it. That's what we're doing.
Oh,
now.
Okay, cool.
You
just
been doing it the whole time.
You got your ass beat.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Getting jumped would be scary, especially in an elevator.
In the closed elevator.
That's some John Wick shit.
But if you one-on-one somebody and get fucked up, you ain't pressing charges.
No.
Not at all. Yeah.
Man, jumping people is
whack.
Such a pussy move.
Pussy as fuck, bro. Like, don't fight at all,
to
be honest.
I used to get jumped in middle school when I first moved to America. I was the only white kid in class. Everybody was from Haiti. All black. My pale criol. Shout out to all my Zozos. But it was pretty crazy. I was just fucking always getting jumped every day. But I thought in America, it's okay to fight in school. And then you get suspended for 10 days. I'm like, oh, my God, vacation for 10 days. And then I get home and I have stepdad beats the fuck out of me.
Did you, when did you move to America?
2004.
So you were how old?
12.
That's why you still have your accent.
I do. You're the only person that told me, though. I do. Maybe because I'm not trying.
Of course you do.
Yeah, you're still
talking about it. Sure. Yeah.
I have an accent, bro.
Yeah.
A lot of people told me I don't.
Yeah. Nah,
maybe because I'm nervous.
Nah, you always have it.
It's funny you say you get nervous, bro. I think the average person would think that you don't get nervous.
Yeah.
You ever get nervous before sex?
No. I used to.
You did that one time.
That and just, no, absolutely in high school, like always. And yeah, like, no.
And that's what I was asking you about before you streak and shit. Like, that's what I was getting at. Like, you fucking nerves hit you because that happens to me all the time. I have social anxiety. Like,
so your penis shrinks? That's what you're trying to go with?
Depending on the situation.
Molly, yes.
Not before sex because it's just like it's you and one or maybe two or three girls and it's not as many people watching, but like, you know, like serious like speaking engagements, even the first fucking couple shows.
Why
I
does
did
your
here,
penis need to be big for that?
Yeah, that's a good one.
I was asking for the streaking. Like I would want you would want your dick to look good on.
Yeah, but okay, I'm
shorts.
Yeah. I'm gonna be on your side for a second. How great would it be if you were in a speaking engagement and you just got big dick energy?
Yeah.
That's great.
But not, but to an extent, like you don't want it to be a full boner.
But like, also, why not?
Remember the other day when we were riding to the mall and I was FaceTiming with Dorito Face?
Yo, this dude, we're waiting to go in. He hangs up the phone call and all I hear is, Logan, we got a serious problem right now. And I look over, he's rock hard.
Like full on boner, bro.
And he goes, I don't know what to do about
this. He goes, you got to talk to I mean, I know how to fucking tuck it.
It's the classic belt tuck.
Yeah. To midnight.
That was the worst when like you had the teacher like randomly call people. Did that ever happen to you guys?
Of course.
Like,
okay, of course.
Yeah. And you had to do like as you're standing up, yeah,
quick tuck.
The quick tuck.
Yeah.
Oh, so I know some of my boys didn't get away with it. So,
really?
Yeah.
Really? I was smooth with it. NRBs. No reason boners. Yeah.
Those start to slow down as you get older. Wow. But
this is truly George Washington said something similar, didn't he?
That was actually right before his first acceptance speech.
Yeah, his first. Yeah. Yeah. He was talking about a story very similar.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite prank?
That I did in the past?
Mm-hmm.
Probably favorite prank. Probably do you even lift? Because it took me like 5 days to shoot it because everybody would laugh when I tell them they have small muscles. So I really had to find those fucking guys.
Those guys
that would just get pissed. Yeah, and probably beating the mannequin in front of cops with the speaker of crying woman. So they thought of beating a woman and they run up with guns and it's just a man dropped the mannequin.
That one's crazy.
Yeah.
Do you even lift is like a staple of gyms nowadays.
Yeah,
that's crazy. You paved the way for a lot of YouTubers, dude.
Bro, don't even talk about it.
I mean,
you go on YouTube now; it's all gold digger pranks. It's like fucking film.
You were the first.
Yeah, I got 50 million views. I was claiming I can. Yeah, and then now it's like private jet gold digger, Bugatti gold.
Yo, but they're all fake.
Yeah.
Not only are they fake, they're the most cringe things I've seen in my life.
Yeah, oh exactly. God,
it's disgusting.
Like makes me hurt it
that it still
inside.
Goes viral and the likes and dislike ratio is really good. I'm like
because that's representative of the fucking
so
of how stupid people are and what people like have Crewman, come to like expect. Crewman
TV, whatever that guy. I met him a few times. Cool dude. But like his prank channel is literally Gold Digger part 15. It's still 7 million views. I'm like, should I just fucking live off Gold Digger pranks? I just fucking milk the fuck out of them? Like,
they're all fake, yeah?
Yeah.
Yours were real, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Few.
I don't understand why you have to fake that. Like, just fucking do. Are they scared? Like, or they don't get the, they don't think they're going to get the reaction. They
just feel like it's harder than you think with pranks as well. I like what you said. It's like, you don't do them because you're scared. You're thirsty for a dope reaction that you're not getting.
I want to pepper in the video to make the video even better. Not because I'm scared. It's like, I'm trying to do it. I'm not getting out of people, but the other YouTubers, they just fake it the whole way. Like Fushi, like I said, literally from first video to the last one, he faked this whole thing. But hey, give him props for that. He made his money or whatever, or views, popularity.
We had a guest on before you a couple episodes ago that also doesn't fake shit, and that's the Nelk Boys.
Oh yeah,
they're dope, and they're fire right now.
They're
right?
Dope, yeah.
And you just did that buffet show.
Yeah, but see, like old Vitaly would wait until only angry people would get angry, and now I just like, oh fuck it, throw it up. There were people smiling, shit. That's not my content. I would literally sit at buffets and wait until people like, get the fuck, why are you touching my food? That was my prank channel. It's like crazy reactions, and then I just kind of like whatever, family friendly.
Have you seen that dude, the black dude who sits down at people's tables, and like ask for their food and like tells them they like need to brush their teeth.
He's
and,
bad.
And smell
bro.
Bad and
he's
stuff.
He's bad.
No, on YouTube or like viral, it's like Instagram,
Twitter. And shit.
Oh no,
this dude's on another level.
I do not fuck with this guy.
Nah,
we've had fiery fucking conversations about this, and he's like,
is he big? Are you
no,
guys talk about it.
No.
What's his name?
Nah, he's kind of big. A lot of people he pisses off, but a lot of people enjoy his stuff. I don't know what his name is. I forget it.
I wouldn't even want to say it.
Doesn't matter.
And by the way, he just goes to, like, your shit was like the prank drove the reaction. He says really, 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 really mean shit to people.
Yeah.
Like, yo, your teeth are jacked up. You're old. Like, and like, he does it in front of their kids. Like, he'll go to a table and tell their mom she's a whore. Like,
wow.
Bad, bro.
Yeah, that's just attention whore. Yeah,
there's a certain line. I feel like that some pranks just.
Yeah, but I think the audience, like in America right now, like they people fuck with like picking on people.
Like, I'm just like, stuck I love it. It sucks. It's horrible.
It's
yo,
so bad.
The same people who are the anti-bully people are the same ones denouncing everyone they don't like on Twitter.
Yeah.
Which is the most ironic thing to me ever.
Oh, yeah. And I feel like anti-bullying, oof. I mean, I'll say it, but I feel like anti-bullying can be a very, very easy, just convenient thing to back that so many people online do.
Like,
you gotta be pretty aware of yourself to not be bullying other people.
Oh yeah, true.
Like
true.
Super aware.
Yo, that's the thing with bullying. Most people who do it don't think they're just like, oh, I'm just like saying my opinion about this person, unaware that like it could really hurt their feelings or like who knows what the consequences could be. But yeah, it's an ignorance to it.
Question to you.
Yeah.
When it comes to like internet bullying and like, is there a line that you have drawn that you're like, hey, I shouldn't go past this? Like, do you care about other people sometimes if you take it too far?
No, because I don't really bully people. If I tell them, I don't know. It's a good question. Do I really bully people? Like, do you even lift video? Like, is that bullying?
Nah.
You know what saves it? Your own camera, bro.
Yeah.
It's like situational. Just like fun.
Yeah. I would never just go up to be like, yo, you're fucking ugly. Oh, you're a piece of shit. I would just do funny, like.
You kind of poke at people's ego.
Exactly.
Versus like...
You know you got nice muscles. I know I'm telling him they're small. You shouldn't get mad. Yeah. You should laugh. That means you're insecure or something. That's what I get out of people.
What about the dudes that are so jacked out of their fucking minds, but when you say it, they have like that image themselves that they are actually kind of small?
Yeah, I'm going to do part three, I think. I'm going to return it and do it like just only bodybuilders version in Gold's Gym in Venice.
Absolutely should. That's going to be cool.
I should get yoked and put it like a string tank top on and be like, yo, bro. Because then they will really get intimidated.
Don't people know you now? Especially those people in the gym.
So many. Yeah, it's hard. It's really hard.
Do you have disguises planned at all? Or have you done any?
Russian hitman.
Russian hitman. You have done some. Yeah, and when I fucking tried to streak the Super Bowl with you, that was when this guy's with a wig and the fucking.
Oh my God.
Dude, you looked at me like I was a curse. I was like, I don't think Logan wants to be my friend anymore.
Oh my God, I remember this. I went to the Super Bowl with Rice Gum. Yeah. And Vitaly's like, yo, I'm going to go too. This is what I look like. And I'm going to streak at this quarter. And I see the picture. He's like in a wig, glasses on. And we walk by each other. And I'm like, what the fuck are you about to do, man? You didn't end up doing it.
No, I got into a locker. It's all the way to players' locker room. I don't know how. And some guy yells, he has a fucking wig on. Stop, because the wig was so cheap.
Wait. So why didn't you just like hop over the...
It was too late. I'm an idiot. He grabbed me by my shoulder. I could have... The field was right there. He grabbed me and I was like, oh, that didn't let me go. And it was too late. They all surrounded me. I should have just fucking pushed him and got onto that field.
Yo, but all right. What about having a wig on gave you away? So people wear wigs.
Nah, it was a bad wig.
It was just a bad situation. It was the tunnel. I saw the tunnel.
Yeah, but okay.
Yeah, what?
I'm saying that guy has a wig on. You go like, so what? And I like wearing.
No, but he was right there. He just grabbed me.
Did he grab the wig?
He took it off.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, no, I took an L, big L, 3 years, but I'm done with that shit.
But you bounce back.
So you're not streaking again, like anything.
No,
professional. I mean,
Super Bowl's coming up. No, fuck no. Not worth it at all. But yeah, it's fucking disgusting.
Yeah,
dude. Like they all wait for me there and it's just not worth my time. I spent $60,000 in tickets. It's horrible.
Definitely not.
I think I have a Philippine job in Philippines so for that weekend, so I have to go.
Got you. That's so you're good. Definitely not gonna do it. I respect that, man.
Fuck no, bro. It's not worth three times in jail for not even doing it. Dude, like they caught me, they won. Fuck Super Bowl. I'm good.
They won.
Yeah, they won. I give them that.
All right, I'm calling it. That was a great podcast, dude. Thank you.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me, guys. Yeah. Love you.
Appreciate your time. Hit that subscribe button. Impulsive out. Peace. All right. Stay right there.
I'm going to start this audio only with a pee break.
Oh, nice.
When is this episode going?
Tomorrow.
Fast.
Yeah, it's quick.
What time? You have a certain time or doesn't
matter? You should do like one or two. 1 or 2 p.m.
It's got to go through some layers of...
Oh yeah.
How was it? Good. We got deep in some shit.
Yeah. Crazy, yeah. Yeah. I really like how much you don't give a fuck. I really admire that. It's gotta be nice.
You're not trying to hurt anybody. Do you want to hurt Fousey?
Not like that, but like that. Yeah. Like in the ring legally or even not in the ring. Like if you pissed me off or if you said something to my face, I would, but not
have
in America.
Have you ever gotten in a fight?
I got in the fight in Dubai recently. I had a black eye and look at this now in Vegas 3 days ago, but I'm not a fighter. I still think we're talking. I'm talking to the camera. I'm not a fighter. I got jumped in the elevator by seven fucking dudes. This drug guy comes in the elevator and punches a guy. And after the fight, I found out it's his friend. So they were like not playing around. You know, when you get drunk with a friend.
Yeah.
So I goes like, what are you doing? You need to calm the fuck down. And the guy that I'm trying to defend is his friend. So they all fucking jump in a closed elevator from Hakkasan while it's going down. And yeah, I get out. My fucking face is bleeding. They split it, all this. And it's like, do you want to press charges? Like, I'm not usually like that. But you know what? Fuck them. All of us.
Nice.
So seven
nice.
Dudes.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
What do you do in a situation like that? Like, did you cover your face? Did you drop
I cover
to the
my
ground?
Face and my face. I want to cover my face. And as soon as I wanted to throw a punch on somebody, I wanted to, you know, fuck it. It's a fight. Let's go.
Yeah.
Second.
Did you get knocked out unconscious?
No. I mean, the security tackled me when the elevator opened. And when I opened my eyes, I tried to get up and everything was just like.
Because I've gotten jumped before bad by like seven or eight dudes in a parking lot outside a bar. And, They were bad, bro. Like Timberland boots. Like I was getting kicked in the head, bro.
Are you serious?
And it was dark, so I couldn't press charges, but I wanted to.
Because if it's for a while, was it planned? You did something in the or it was just
nah,
in the moment.
So I was walking out of this bar, and this is like a notorious group of kids. They were from my hometown. I was walking out, and they were hitting on this girl.
Yeah.
But she was next to me, and they were being bad. Like I'll do this, do that, and I was like, yo, like I stepped up. To all of them, and I was like, yo, like, not fucking cool, bro. Get the fuck out of here. They were like younger and shit. And there wasn't even a split second of them like, what the fuck are you gonna do? It was as soon as I said, like, stop.
Yeah.
Boom, boom. Like, all of them kicking. Like, I was on the ground just getting kicked in the head, kicked in the mouth.
A situation like that, Spider-Man would be very clutch.
Helpful. Or even LP.
That's true.
I could take on probably three. Average dudes at once.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say silverback gorillas.
Three silverback gorillas at once.
Wait, are you filming this? This is not for
this is audio.
This is audio.
Oh, this is, we're doing the audio.
Yeah, it's happening right now. Yeah.
Oh, I'm like, where's my questions? Yeah. I'm like chilling, not talking.
No, that's it. That's what we're doing.
Oh,
now.
Okay, cool.
What do you mean?
Cool.
You just
Been doing it the whole time.
You got your ass beat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Getting jumped would be scary, especially in an elevator.
In the closed elevator.
That's some John Wick shit.
But if you one-on-one somebody and get fucked up, you ain't pressing charges.
No.
Nah, not at all. Yeah.
Man, jumping people is...
It's whack.
Such a pussy move.
Pussy as fuck, bro. Like, don't fight at all,
to
be honest.
I used to get jumped in middle school when I first moved to America. I was the only white kid in class. Everybody was from Haiti. All black, my pali criol. Shout out to all my Zozos. it was pretty crazy. I was just fucking always getting jumped every day. But I thought in America, it's okay to fight in school. And then you get suspended for 10 days. I'm like, oh my God, vacation for 10 days. And then I get home and I have stepdad beats the fuck out of me.
Did you, when did you move to America?
2004.
So you were how old?
12.
That's why you still have your accent.
I do. You're the only person that told me, though. I do. Maybe because I'm not trying.
Of course you do.
You still
have an accent.
I have an accent, bro.
Yeah.
A lot of people told me I don't. Maybe because I'm nervous.
Nah, you always have it.
It's funny you say you get nervous, bro. I think the average person would think that you don't get nervous.
Yeah.
You ever get nervous before sex?
No. I used to.
You did that one time.
That and just, no, absolutely in high school, like always. And yeah, like, no.
And that's what I was asking you about before you streak and shit. Like, that's what I was getting at. Like, you fucking nerves hit you because it happens to me all the time. I have social anxiety. Like,
so your penis shrinks? Like, that's what you're trying to go with?
Depending on the situation.
When you take Molly, yes.
Not before sex because it's just like it's you and one or maybe two or three girls and it's not as many people watching. But like, you know, like serious like speaking engagements, even the first fucking couple shows.
Why
I
does
did
your
here,
penis need to be big for that?
Yeah, that's good one.
I was asking for the streaking. Like I would want you would want your dick to look good on.
Yeah, but okay. I'm gonna wear shorts.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be on your side for a second. How great would it be if you were in a speaking engagement and you just got big dick energy?
Yeah.
That's great.
But to an extent, like you don't want it to be a full boner.
But also, why not?
Remember the other day when we were riding to the mall and I was FaceTiming with Dorito Face?
Yo, this dude, we're waiting to go in. He hangs up the phone call and all I hear is, Logan, we got a serious problem right now. And I look over, he's rock hard.
Like full on boner, bro.
And he goes, I don't know what to do about this.
He goes, you got to talk to. I mean, I know how to fucking tuck it.
It's the classic belt tuck.
Yeah. To midnight.
That was the worst when like you had the teacher like randomly call people. Did that ever happen to you guys?
Of course.
And you had to do like as you're standing up, you're like,
Quick tuck.
The quick tuck.
Yeah.
Oh, so I know some of my boys didn't get away with it.
So, really? Yeah, really? I was smooth with it. NRBs, no reason boners. Yeah.
Those start to slow down as you get older. Wow. But
this is truly, George Washington said something similar, didn't he?
That was actually right before his first acceptance speech.
Yeah, his first. Yeah. He was talking about a story very similar.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite prank?
That I did in the past? Mm-hmm. Probably favorite prank. Probably do you even lift? Because it took me like 5 days to shoot it because everybody would laugh when I tell them they have small muscles. So I really had to find those fucking guys.
Those guys
that would just get pissed. Yeah, that and probably beating the mannequin in front of cops with the speaker of crying woman. So they thought of beating a woman and they run up with guns and it's just a man dropped the mannequin.
That one's crazy.
Yeah.
Do you even lift is like a staple of gyms nowadays.
Yeah,
you paved the way for a lot of YouTubers, dude.
Bro, don't even talk about it.
I mean,
you go on YouTube now; it's all gold digger pranks. It's like fucking film.
You were the first.
Yeah, I got 50 million views. I was claiming I can. Yeah, and then now it's like private jet gold digger, Bugatti gold.
Yo, but they're all fake.
Yeah.
Not only are they fake, they're the most cringe things I've seen in my life.
Yeah, exactly. God,
it's disgusting.
Like, makes me hurt it
that it still
inside.
Goes viral and the likes and dislike ratio is really good. I'm like,
because that's representative of the fucking of how stupid people are and what people
like
have come to
like
expect.
Like TV, whatever that guy, I met him a few times, cool dude, but like his prank channel is little gold digger part 15. It's still 7 million views. I'm like, should I just fucking live off gold digger pranks? I just fucking milk the fuck out of them. Like,
they're all fake. Yeah.
Yeah.
Some what
were your yours were real, right?
Yeah,
that's okay. Yeah.
Few.
I don't understand why you have to fake that. Like, just fucking do. Are they scared? Like, or they don't get the they don't think they're gonna get the reaction. They
just feel like it's harder than you think. With pranks, I like what you said. It's like you don't not do them because you're scared. You just you're thirsty for a dope reaction that you're not getting.
I want to pepper in the video to make the video even better. Not because I'm scared. It's like I'm trying to do it. I'm not getting out of people. But the other YouTubers, they just fake it the whole way. Like Fushi, like I said, literally from first video to the last one, he faked this whole thing. But hey, give him props for that. He made his money or whatever, or views, popularity.
We had a guest on before you a couple episodes ago that also doesn't fake shit, and that's the Nelk Boys.
Oh yeah,
and you just—they're fire right now.
They're
right?
Dope, yeah.
And you just did that that buffet show.
Yeah, but see, like old Vitaly would wait until only angry people would get angry, and now I just like, oh fuck it, throw it up there where people smile and shit. That's not my content. I would literally sit at buffets and wait until people like, get the fuck, why are you touching my food? That was my prank channel. It's like crazy reactions, and then I just kind of like whatever, family friendly.
Have you seen that dude, the black dude who sits down at people's tables and like asks for their food and like tells them they like need to brush their teeth?
He's
and,
bad
and smell
bro.
Bad and
he's
stuff.
He's bad.
No, on YouTube or like viral, like Instagram,
Twitter and shit.
Oh no,
this dude's on another level.
I do not fuck with this guy.
Nah,
we've had fiery fucking conversations about this, and he's like, and he's basically,
is he big? Are you
no,
talk about it.
No.
What's his name?
Nah, he's kind of big. A lot of people he pisses off, but a lot of people enjoy his stuff. I don't know what his name is. I forget it.
I wouldn't even want to say it.
Doesn't matter.
And by the way, he says he just goes to, like, your shit was like the prank drove the reaction. He says really, 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 really mean shit to people.
Yeah.
Like, yo, your teeth are jacked up. You're old. Like, and like, he does it in front of their kids. Like, he'll go to a table and tell their mom she's a whore. Like,
wow.
Bad, bro.
Yeah, that's just attention whore. Yeah,
there's a certain line. I feel like that some pranks just.
Yeah, but I think the audience. I think the audience, like in America right now, like they like people fuck with like picking on people. Like,
just, like
oh, I love it. It sucks. It's horrible.
It's
yo,
so bad.
The same people who are the anti-bully people are the same ones denouncing everyone they don't like on Twitter.
Yeah.
Which is the most ironic thing to me ever.
Oh, yeah. And I feel like anti-bullying, oof. I mean, I'll say it, but I feel like anti-bullying can be a very, very easy, just convenient thing to back that so many people online do. Like,
you gotta
be pretty aware of yourself to not be bullying other people.
Oh yeah, true.
Like
true.
Super
that,
aware.
Yo, that's the thing with bullying. Most people who do it don't think they're just like, oh, I'm just like saying my opinion about this person, unaware that like it could really hurt their feelings or like who knows what the consequences could be. But yeah, it's an ignorance to it.
Question to you.
Yeah.
When it comes to like internet bullying and like, is there a line that you have drawn that you're like, hey, I shouldn't go past this? Like, do you care about other people sometimes if you take it too far?
No, because I don't really bully people. If I tell them, yeah, I don't know. It's a good question. Do I really bully people? Like, do you even lift video? Like, is that bullying?
Nah.
You know what saves it? Your own camera, bro.
Yeah.
It's like situational.
Definitely.
Just like
definitely.
Fun.
Yeah. I would never just go up to be like, yo, you're fucking ugly. Oh, you're a piece of shit. I would just do funny. Yeah. Like,
you kind of poke at people's ego.
Exactly.
Versus like,
You know you got nice muscles. I know I'm telling him they're small. You shouldn't get mad. Yeah. You should laugh. That means you're insecure or something. That's what I get out of people.
What about the dudes that are so jacked out of their fucking minds, but when you say it, they have like that image themselves that they are actually kind of small.
Yeah, I'm going to do part three. I think I'm going to return it and do it like just only bodybuilders version in Gold's Gym in Venice. Just
you
like,
absolutely should. That's going to be cool.
I should get yoked and put like a string tank top on and be like, yo, bro. Because then they will really get intimidated.
Don't people know you now? Especially those people in the gym.
So many. Yeah, it's hard. It's really hard.
Do you have disguises planned at all? Or have you done any?
Russian hitman.
Russian hitman. Yeah, and when I fucking tried to streak the Super Bowl with you, that was my disguise with the wig and the fucking.
Oh my God.
Dude, you looked at me like I was a cousin. I was like, I don't think Logan wants to be my friend anymore.
Oh my God. I remember this. I went to the Super Bowl with Rice Gum. Yeah. And Vitaly's like, yo, I'm going to go too. This is what I look like. And I'm going to streak at this quarter. And I see the picture. He's like in a wig, glasses on. And we walk by each other. And I'm like, what the fuck are you about to do, man? You didn't end up doing it.
No, I got into a locker, all the way to players' locker room. I don't know how. And some guy yells, he has a fucking wig on. Stop, because the wig was so cheap.
Wait. So why didn't you just like hop over the...
It was too late. I'm an idiot. He grabbed me by my shoulder. The field was right there. He grabbed me and I was like, oh, they're going to let me go. And it was too late. They all surrounded me. I should have just fucking pushed him and got into that field.
Yo, but all right. What about having a wig on gave you away? So people wear wigs.
Nah, it was a bad wig.
It was just bad situation. It was the tunnel. I saw the tunnel.
Yeah, but okay.
Yeah, what?
I'm saying that guy has a wig on. You go like, so what? And I like wearing.
No, but he was right there. He just grabbed me. He like.
Did he grab the wig?
He took it off.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, no, I took an L, big L, 3 years, but I'm done with that shit.
But you bounce back.
So you're not streaking again, like anything.
No,
professional.
I mean, Super Bowl's coming up. No, fuck no. Not worth it at all. But yeah, it's fucking disgusting.
Yeah,
dude. Like, they all wait for me there and it's just not worth my time. I spent $60,000 in tickets. It's horrible.
Definitely not.
I think I have a Philippine job in Philippines so for that weekend, so I have to go.
Got you. So that's you're good. Definitely not going to do it. I respect that, man.
Fuck no, bro. It's not worth 3 times in jail for not even doing it. Dude, like they caught me. They won. Fuck Super Bowl. I'm good.
They won.
Yeah, they won. I give them that.
All right. I'm calling it. That was a great podcast, dude. Thank you.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me, guys. Yeah. Love you.
Appreciate your time. Hit that subscribe button. Impulsive out. Peace.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.